with a heart so bold. Tapping on keys like they're made up your soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Okay, let's just unpack this for a second. Picture this. You're downtown during SXSW, your phone's dying, and you desperately need an HVAC company.
Right. The worst case scenario.
Or maybe, you know, something less stressful.
Yeah.
You just want the best breakfast tacos near Zilker. You search on Google Maps and bam, right at the top, you see three businesses locked in.
That right there, that's the local three pack. And it's basically the most valuable digital real estate there is for a local business.
It's not just that they're visible, right?
Not at all. Those three spots get the vast majority of all the clicks, the calls, the direction requests. They get the customers.
So if you're an Austin business, getting into that trio is, well, it's everything. It's the difference between paying for ads all the time and just having a steady stream of customers find you organically.
Exactly. And our mission for this deep dive is to break down a guide that's built specifically for Austin businesses to pull out the exact steps you need to take in 2026 to get one of those spots.
And it feels more important than ever here in Austin with everyone on their phones, especially during, you know, ACL or a UT game. People need info now.
Instantly. They need ratings. They need to know how far away it is. They need to see that call button.
Yeah.
Being in that three pack consistently builds trust. And like you said, it can fundamentally change your marketing budget. You're not so reliant on ads.
Okay. So it's incredibly valuable. But who decides? How does Google actually pick those three businesses for the three pack? What's the framework?
So it really boils down to three core pillars: relevance, distance, and prominence. Now, these ideas aren't new, but Google's AI has gotten so much smarter at interpreting them. It's a lot more nuanced now.
You start with that first one, relevance. It sounds simple matching a search, but you're saying it's deeper than that.
Oh, absolutely. Relevance is all about how well your Google business profile, your GBP, truly answers the searcher's question. It's not enough to be vague.
So like if I have a vegan restaurant, just putting restaurant as my category is a huge mistake.
A huge missed opportunity. You need to be using a vegan restaurant, maybe catering service too. You have to list out your specific products, the breakfast tacos, the cold brew. You should even work your neighborhood into the description naturally, you know, serving East Austin. That's how you connect directly to a very specific search.
Got it. Okay, pillar number two, distance. This one seems pretty straightforward. The closer I am, the better.
It is the most basic factor for sure. Proximity. If you're looking for a boutique on South Congress, the shop that's two blocks away is going to beat one up by the domain.
But what about businesses that don't have a storefront, like plumbers or electricians?
That's the real challenge. For them, optimizing for distance means setting very specific service areas. Don't just claim Central Texas. You have to list the actual neighborhoods you serve. Zilker, Travis Heights, Bolden Creek. That gives Google a clear map of where you operate.
Okay, so relevance is what you do. Distance is where you do it. That brings us to prominence. This feels like a tough one. It's what other people say about you.
Exactly. It's your online reputation, your authority. And this is the part that's built mostly outside of your Google profile. We're talking about all the external proof.
Like having hundreds of recent reviews.
Yes. Do you have 500 recent five-star reviews? Are you mentioned in the Austin American Statesman? Are you listed on the Austin Chamber of Commerce website? If Google sees that the rest of the internet trusts you, it's way more likely to put you in that three-pack.
Now, the source material pointed out something interesting beyond these three: that Google is always watching how users behave.
Yes, user engagement is huge now. When someone clicks your profile, then requests directions or calls you or just spends time looking at your photos, that's a massive positive signal to Google.
It's like a vote of confidence.
It's algorithmic validation. It tells Google, hey, this listing solved the user's problem, and that creates this positive feedback loop.
And then there's the AI factor, this whole AIO thing, AI search optimization.
Yeah.
How is that changing the game?
AIO is critical. Google's AI understands context now, not just keywords. The example in the source was perfect. Someone searches for kid-friendly brunch near Zilker with patio.
Right.
The AI can now piece together your description, your attributes, and even the text in your reviews to find a match for all of those things, even if you never wrote that exact phrase anywhere. You have to give it the context, the puzzle pieces.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
So let's get into the practical side. If those are the pillars, what's the step-by-step for optimizing the Google business profile itself?
Okay, step one is the absolute baseline. It's non-negotiable. You have to claim and verify your profile.
I feel like a lot of businesses just assume Google has it handled.
They might know you exist, but if you're not verified, you're not eligible for the 3-pack, period. And the ways to verify have changed. It's not just the postcard in the mail anymore. You can do it by phone, email, even Google Search Console.
The source mentioned video verification. What is that? Do I have to film my shop?
Pretty much, yeah. It's getting more common. You basically have to record a short video showing your physical location, your sign, maybe some of your equipment or company vehicles. It's Google's way of getting hard proof that you're a real business at that address.
Wow. Okay. So once we're verified, what's next? Categories?
Categories. And you need to be strategic. Your primary category is your main thing, like personal injury attorney. Then your secondary categories are for related services, like criminal justice attorney. And a key tip here is to look at what your top competitors in Austin are using.
And the big mistake is just adding everything you can think of.
Exactly. Don't be an Italian restaurant and add auto repair as a category. It just confuses Google and tanks your relevance score.
Right. Okay, next up is the business description.
This is your pitch. 2 or 3 short paragraphs. Be specific about your service area. We serve South Congress and Zilker, and include details that matter to people in Austin. Mention the pet-friendly patio, the parking situation, live music.
But don't stuff it with keywords. What's a classic don't do this?
Anything that sounds like, we are the best Austin plumber for all your Austin plumbing leads in Austin. It's spammy. You have to avoid that and also avoid making claims like #1inTexas, unless you can actually prove it. Google's smart enough to see through that.
Okay, step 4, photos and videos.
Visuals are huge for engagement. Your photos need to be clear, well-lit, and high-res. Get a mix in there, your storefront, the inside, your team, your products. And short videos like 15 to 30 seconds work really well. A quick tour, a little demo.
And what about that old trick of geotagging the photo files? Is that still a thing?
The source suggests it's a pretty weak signal now. What Google really cares about is user engagement with the photos. Are you uploading new ones regularly? Are people clicking on them? That's what really moves the needle.
Got it. Step 5 is being active with Google posts.
Yeah, think of these like little social media updates. Use them to announce a special for ACL Fest or talk about AC tune-ups before summer. A post that says free delivery in East Austin this week signals to Google that you're active and engaged in the community.
And the last step for the profile itself, Q&A and messages.
This is so important for conversion. First, go into your own Q&A and add the most common questions and answer them yourself. Do you have parking? Are you pet friendly? Then turn on the messaging feature and respond fast, like within minutes. It tells Google you're responsive and helpful.
Okay, so we've set up the digital storefront. Now we have to build that reputation, that prominence. And that starts with reviews.
Reviews are king, but it's not just about getting reviews. It's about getting recent reviews. They carry so much more weight. And the key to that is timing.
So how do you nail the timing? How do you ask at that perfect moment?
You automate it at the point of service, the second the job is done, or right when they're paying the bill. That's when satisfaction is at its peak. Use a QR code on the table, send an automatic text link. You have to make it easy and immediate.
And responding is just as important.
Every single review, within 24 hours. If it's positive, thank them and be specific. Glad you loved the tacos on our South Congress patio. If it's negative, don't get defensive. Acknowledge it, apologize, and offer to make it right. So sorry about the wait. Please contact us.
And you can even use the replies to boost your local signals.
Totally. If someone says they stopped by before a UT game, mention it in your reply. Thanks for coming by before the game. It reinforces that you're part of the Austin community for both people and algorithms.
Okay, the second part of prominence is NAP consistency. Name, address, phone number. It sounds so basic, but it still trips people up.
It creates so much doubt for the algorithm. If your address is South Congress Street on your profile, but S Congress Saint on Yelp, Google gets confused. Which one is right? That confusion can hold you back. Everything has to match, exactly.
So you check the big ones, Google, Apple Maps, Yelp. What about Austin-specific directories?
Yeah, for extra authority, you need to be on the Austin Chamber of Commerce, the Austin Independent Business Alliance, Visit Austin, and the Austin Chronicles directory. Those local citations carry a lot of weight.
And finally, local link building. This sounds like it could get expensive.
It can be. Sponsoring something like the Austin Marathon is a great way to get a powerful link. But you don't have to do that. You can pitch stories to local media like KUT or The Statesman.
A story about what, though?
Something unique and local. If you're a clinic, maybe you have interesting data on C. diff fever trends. A unique story that provides value to the community can earn you a link from a trusted news source, which is pure gold for your authority.
All right, we've set everything up. Let's talk about future-proofing and the more technical stuff. What do we need to do on our actual website?
Your website is the foundation for all of this. And the most important technical piece is called local business schema markup.
Schema. Is that like a secret language just for Google?
That's a great way to put it. It's code that explicitly tells search engines, this is our address, these are our hours, here are our exact GPS coordinates. It removes any guesswork for the AI.
What if a business has, say, multiple locations?
Then you need a separate page on your website for each location. Each one needs its own unique NAP, its own map, its own content. The same goes for services. Each major service should have its own dedicated page. Structure is key.
Let's go back to AIO. How do we set up our website for voice search and those AI summaries?
AI needs clear, concise answers. So you should build out a really good FAQ page on your site that answers very specific local questions in short sentences.
Can you give me an example?
Instead of just, what are your hours? A better question is, what's the best time to visit your South Congress patio on a Friday? Or, do you offer emergency locksmith service in East Austin? The AI can pull that specific answer easily. And all your data, like pricing and hours, needs to be 100% accurate in real time. The AI cross-references everything.
So we've done all this work. How do we even know if it's working? How do we track our ranking across a city as big as Austin?
You need a specialized tool for that. Something like Bright Local or Local Falcon. They show you your ranking on a geogrid.
A grid? Why is that view so important?
Because you might be ranking number one right next to your business, but be totally invisible just a mile away in Boulding Creek. The grid shows you where you're strong and, more importantly, where you're weak, so you know where to focus.
And what about the KPIs we should be watching in Google Business Profile itself?
The big ones are calls, website clicks, and direction requests. And a really great pro tip from the source is to use UTM parameters on your website link.
What does that do for you?
It's just a little tag on the URL, but it lets your Google Analytics know exactly which visitors came from your Maps profile. It proves that Maps is sending you good traffic, which reinforces the value of your listing to Google.
Quick question on that. What about call tracking numbers? Yeah. So many businesses use them. Doesn't that mess with the whole NAP consistency thing?
That is a critical point. Your primary phone number, the one on your official business registration, must be the one on your GBP and all your main citations. If you use a tracking number, you should only put it on your website, maybe in a Google post, but never replace your main number. Consistency has to win.
Okay, let's wrap up with some quick troubleshooting. What's a realistic timeline to see results from all this?
You'll probably see some initial movement in about 4 to 6 weeks. But to get into the top spots in a competitive Austin market, that can take several months of consistent work. It's definitely a marathon.
And what about the worst case scenario getting suspended? What causes that?
The most common reasons are using a home address improperly or, and this is a big one, stuffing keywords into your official business name. If your business is called Mike's Plumbing, don't change it to Mike's Plumbing Best Austin Plumber. That's a fast track to getting suspended.
And what if you see a competitor doing that?
Well, it's against the rules. You can use the suggest and edit feature on their profile to report it. Google actually relies on the community to help police that kind of stuff and keep things fair.
This has been a fantastic breakdown. So to summarize for everyone listening, getting into that three-pack is a mix of precise relevance, your physical distance, and building that online prominence or trust. And all the while, you're keeping those engagement signals strong with constant fresh activity.
And I think a huge takeaway was how critical recent reviews are. It's all about capturing that feedback right in the moment of peak satisfaction.
Which really brings up a final thought for you to consider. Think about how you ask for reviews right now. With Google's AI valuing fresh, authentic feedback more than ever, are you really optimizing the timing of that request? Or are you still just sending out a generic email blast once a month? That speed and personalization could be the one thing that separates you from the competition in 2026.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Oh, Austin.
Stin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.